A delegation from Cochrane Wolves FC, a local soccer club, appeared before town council during the Committee of the Whole meeting on April 17 to discuss the possibility of one day opening an indoor soccer air dome in Cochrane. Director of Soccer Operations for Cochrane Wolves FC, Scott Ansell, presented to council an outline of the development of Cochrane's minor soccer community over the last 18 months, demonstrating the need for an air dome or bubble facility, and touting the benefits such an amenity would provide the town. After seeing continued exponential growth of our organization, in both the indoor and outdoor seasons, we're confident now that there is a realistic possibility that the town of Cochrane could hold a facility like an air dome, he said. Ansell said his club has grown significantly over the last 18 months after undergoing a change of leadership and direction. With the positive reception of their new programming, the club, alongside the SLS Center and the Cochrane's executive director Drew Hindman, started to look into the possibility of erecting a bubble facility to continue playing outdoor-style soccer in Cochrane during the winters. After a year of discussion with the town, Ansell unveiled their concept of the Cochrane Sanctuary Dome Project, which is a focus group dedicated to supporting the initiative moving forward. Currently, the SLS Center is the only space that is available to play non-rink-based sports in Cochrane. Like other sports groups in Cochrane, Ansell said the Wolves have outgrown the facility. Additionally, he outlined the center does not support soccer in terms of the playing surface. With the rapid and continuous growth of the club, Ansell said the age range with the largest increase is the 8 to 12-year-old age range. Within the next 5 years, he estimates there will be between 750 to 1,000 Cochrane players competing during the indoor winter season. In order to better support soccer families in town, Ansell said there is a need for greater facility space. We currently see hundreds of families in Cochrane that are leaving here to head into Calgary to participate in Calgary-based sports clubs, Ansell said. And we feel that we're in a place right now as a town, with the level of growth and the level of sports growth, that now maybe we can sustain having a dome here. A sports engagement study to help better understand their struggles was presented to council. Feedback from Cochrane Minor Hockey provided information that with their 800 indoor registrants and 4 full-sized rinks, it was still not enough. The Cochrane Wolves, meanwhile, have 500 players and only 1 indoor rink soccer space to play on. To put that into a different perspective, Ansell explained you can have 6 full-sized hockey rinks on 1 full-sized soccer field. For our indoor programs, our competitive programs, to paint a picture, they would be training on half of a hockey rink, which is about a 1/12 of a full-sized field that they would train on in the outdoor, Ansell explained. Canada Soccer's grassroots guidelines suggest that U7 to U9 players play their games on a space that is about half of a hockey rink space. Currently, Ansell said players in those age ranges play in a 10 by 10 meter space. Figures from the largest air dome company in the world provided by Ansell outlined that operating through 20 weeks during the peak times of winter could generate $280,000 of revenue alongside $112,000 operating revenue during the weekends. Operating costs for the dome would be around $140,000 annually. The costs for the structure are expected to be between $2.2 million and $2.6 million for a space that would be 130,000 square meters in size, with an additional $1.2 million for turf installation. In terms of location, Ansell said there is no set location that it would need to be built, but outlined the only consideration that council needs to take into account is a place that can benefit the community. Ansell said that the space can also provide opportunities to host community events, provide other sports a facility to use, and host multi-sport competitions or other events. With interest in soccer at an all-time high in Canada as the country gets set to be one of the host countries for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, Ansell added that Alberta recently joined Quebec, Ontario and BC by establishing League One semi-professional soccer leagues for both men and women. We want Cochrane to join that pathway, not just look from afar, Ansell said. You need a national license to be part of the League One program, and Cochrane Minor Soccer is currently enrolled in that program. After the presentation, Cowan. Patrick Wilson inquired on his perspective about the capacity and quality of outdoor spaces in Cochrane. Ansell said he looks forward to seeing the development of the future Horse Creek Park facility, but noted outside of the current fields for the Cochrane Rangers, the available outdoor facilities in town are pretty limited. Ansell also explained that with the current shift to play organized competitive games away from boarded and carpeted indoor rink-style fields, home indoor soccer games are no longer played in the SLS Center. We had 9 competitive teams that participated in the Calgary Minor Soccer Association this past indoor season, Ansell said. We weren't allowed to play games, so our families had to travel over 150 times to Calgary to play every single game. Sometimes our trips are over 1 hour away. Susan Flowers congratulated the accomplishments of the Cochrane Wolves FC, and asked Ansell how long the dome would hypothetically last. While Ansell did not have a direct answer, he outlined that although one of the former soccer bubbles in Calgary collapsed on 3 different occasions, the company he is in contact with has never seen one of their domes fail. She also asked if it would be possible to relocate a dome, and Ansell explained that all aspects of the dome would be entirely movable. Although Ansell said he was waiting for the green light from council for the project prior to fundraising, Mayor Jeff Janung asked if the Cochrane Wolves would contribute financing toward the project. Ansell assured his organization intends to be very hands-on in this regard. We firmly want to be part of getting there and supporting this, Ansell said. We don't want it to be town-led and we'll be there at the end. We want to work with you and any other partners in town to drive this forward and bring this home.